Okay, good evening, everybody, and we resume. As noted, just nice to be seen. Last week I was in the Catskills in New York with tens of thousands of New York Jews. Always a very good experience to be amongst a very diverse group of religious Jews. A lot of Hasidim up there in particular. But one thing that happened when I was there, just the scheduling was a little bit different than normal years because of how early Rosh Hashanah is this year, is that as I was there, first of all, Yom Kippur Katan, which was the day before Rosh Chodesh El, and I actually had Rosh Chodesh El, usually I'm back, but I came back on Sunday, and so we're 3 weeks away, not 3 weeks and a little bit from Rosh Hashanah, and I think I actually spoke a couple times there and about Elul and Rosh Hashanah in general. But like one of the things I noted is that we need every schus, every merit we can. And what we're studying, Avos Chesed, certainly is a great merit for Rosh Hashanah to do Chesed, to bring compassion to others and to ourselves. And it's also what we did right 2 weeks ago, just to, it's also a reminder. One of the things we said 2 weeks ago was on the Chofetz Chaim was darshaning, b'koychecha asa, whatever you can do, do now. Don't wait. Don't say, I'll leave my children, I'll put it in the will, my children will act on it. Again, today the wills are a little bit stronger for various reasons than it was 140, 50 years ago. But don't depend on others to do for you. Don't wait for later periods of time. I'll give the charity later. You don't know what will be. People can die suddenly. People get sick. They have Alzheimer's, amnesia. Actually, the past couple of days, just whatever reason, Shem gave me opportunities to speak to people with very serious tsaras, very serious, tragic events in their lives. And those, it's not planned. Things come up. The Chofetz Chaim says, if you want to make sure to solidify your eternity, and you want to put money aside for your eternity, don't leave things to chance. Right? You want to support Torah, you want to support mitzvahs, don't leave it to chance. Don't delay what could be done in any way or form or fashion. She just saw a maisa that Ramato Pogromansky was from the Gedolei Lita, or the great Gedolei of Lita, and he was in the Kovno ghetto. And shortly before that, he went to the ghetto. He knew somebody who made a lot of money. And a lot of gold, a lot of silver, a lot of possessions. So he told him, listen, it's only a matter of time until, you're going to lose it with the Nazis, etc. Support Torah scholars. Invest in eternity. This guy's, I need it, and I'll hold it. And what happened is, this guy in the ghetto, at one point the Nazis said, anyone has gold or silver, death penalty. If we find anything on you, we're going to kill you. You better give it to us right now. And the guy gave the Nazis all his gold and silver. And instead of having had the merit of doing Torah v'chesed, he lost it all. So the Chofetz Chaim says, don't wait. Take advantage, which is a reminder for us right now. I had a question for many years. Is it better to give tzedakah before Rosh Hashanah? Before Rosh Hashanah or during Aseret Yemei Teshuva? What's my question? The question is that we know that we even say in Rosh Hashanah davening, it's staka and davening are from the things that are in tshuva, obviously, are the things that are ma'avir and isra gezera. They overturn any evil decree. So you want to give extra staka during Aseret Yemei Teshuva. So is my question. Wouldn't it make more sense to give staka before Rosh Hashanah? To do it before Rosh Hashanah? Why? Because the first gezerah is on Rosh Hashanah. The first gezerah, the first decree, Yom Kippur is like an appeals process or fixing what happens on Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah. about what happens on Rosh Hashanah, right? Well, so give it tzedakah beforehand. And I talked to many gedolim about this question, and they felt that you should definitely give it before Rosh Hashanah. What about Aseres Yechuvah? So try to give more. If you have an opportunity, don't wait. There are things that come our way. There are shiurim, there are lectures, there are chesed, there are inviting people, helping people. They don't wait for you. And here is some of your will. Here's some of your eternal legacy. What you're going to go ahead and do. You can't take money to the grave. You can't take certain things. Just do it now, he says. And the footnote, which we did not, that was just a review of what we did a couple weeks ago. But again, it's a chizuk for Rosh Hashanah. The next 3 weeks, we have opportunities. We have time to do things which are not going to be sitting around, right? And they're worth more now, right? After Yom Kippur, okay, Hoshan Rabbah, a little bit of discussion, we have a sukkah, but it's worth less, right? Now is the time. Now is the time before Hashanah to mechazik. The shofar is blowing every morning. Wake up. Take advantage. So in the footnote over here on this topic, so the Chofetz Chaim says, "Ve'atak kam b'ktsara." I'm going to quote you with the Shlo writes in his Sefer Yeshneichlin. Okay, actually, if you remember, I think probably many of you on my email list, I wrote an extensive article on the Shlo and his life about a year and a half ago for his yard site. And the Shlo, of course, was with the Gedali Olam, one of the greatest disseminators of the Torah of Kabbalah in Europe, specifically the Arizal's Kabbalah. It was a big paisik, and he was also a big balmusser. And he says the follows: "Bas lezarchem panai. I'm exhorting you, my children. He's giving a tzavah to his children. My wife, and my children are descendants of a shlo. I'm not to my knowledge. Albeit, I am related to the shlo through the leave. You know, a couple hundred years early to my knowledge. Okay, so we come from." Same family, but not a descendant to my knowledge. Shlo had many, many, many descendants. I know many people who are descendants of Shlo. He was very successful in passing on the Horowitz family, his lineage to his descendants. So he tells his children, "Al ma'ase hatzdaka shalom lachem b'chayechem. Do it in your life. V'gam tiru shetiyeh gam ken acharekechen shetismal yameichem b'toiv u'shneseichem b'ne'imen." Right, and leave money to give to tzedakah even after you die. Give money, give yeld, give tzedakah. Of course, we've discussed this previously. You have to make sure you have to pay your bills. You have to, right, just right now, I'm dealing with, over 1,600 children coming into Jewish school starting next week. Lots of tuition. Yeah, it's not a joke. It's real serious stuff. Okay, you have to give it. But by the way, that. Supporting your children in school is itself a mitzvah, is an eternal value on many levels. You have a chilek in all their chinuch and their Judaism, their Yiddishkeit, their Torah for your children, their grandchildren, their descendants. I mean, it's a good investment, but you have to plan. You can't just give money to others or to other organizations without taking that into account. But he says it will make your life good. In Shemaman Tzikasichan, that you take with you. We'll go back to that story of Matul Pogromomsky. If he gave money, if he had given the gold and silver to Torah scholars, that Jew would have had eternity. Instead, he gave it to Nazis. They went to their war. A person dies and leaves their money over to California. Are you crazy? California will do with their money. They'll do gender changes on people. They'll support criminals and drugs, giving free drugs and who knows what else. They have no Torah. You're lucky they let you keep your house and they don't give to the homeless over there. I'm not saying Chicago's much better. Ladies in Texas are slightly better. Slightly. Look, crazy belt we live in today. You can't wait any of your money. What are you going to give it over to? You can have eternity. That gold and silver can go for eternity. It's a custom amenis la'ad for eternity. Carry a kaim la'ad dafka. So he says, this is what the Shlach tells his descendants, his children. Break your estates up, the three portions. The hainu, and what should you do? You should support the three spiritual pillars of the world: Torah,
Torah, Avoda, right, service of Hashem, Tefillah, and Gemilas Klam and Chesed, the Hainu. Shnei Chalakim Amos Yalo Revach. I mean, it's quite like a foundation, a trust, we call this today. And of course, he says, you know, all of anything money that's coming from tzedakah, he brings the brackets. It does not come from charging interest, stealing, right? Oil if because if you don't, you're not careful about business. If you have ill-gotten gains, right? Illicit money, you stole it. You robbed a bank. You know, a guy robs a bank and then gives tzedakah. It's not tzedakah. You're a bank robber. Tell it to socialists. Right? The people were not careful about this. Ayin sham shemarech begoydel ansham. The shloh elaborates. People, and I've seen them, I'm sure you've all seen them in your life, the people, there's the Bernie Madoffs. They give charitably other people's money. It's not stucco. Right, you have to do things correctly in its right way, and then you can do it. So he talks about if you set this thing up, which it gives income. Again, it's not going to be for all of us exactly, but the point is, I think it's going to be important for us exactly, is think about where we want to invest our eternity. You know, where we want to put our eggs. What's gonna bring? Of course, if you're a parent, you have children, grandchildren, you're investing in them. That's a good investment. But you don't even invest in their vacations to Florida necessarily. You don't even invest in a Lexus and not a Camry. I mean, that's not going to give you more than a ball. If your grandchildren are Torah, B'nai Torah, right, or then that gives you a little ball. But if they drive a Lexus because you give them extra money, it's not giving you more than a ball. Reprat, she says, and especially she give to the poor, even if they're Ami Aretz, to support them, right? And he says, you know, many of these Jews, you know, come and be even greater in Yiri Shemayim and B'nai Torah. And he says, so the next thing you should do is support Avoda, right? You should give to the Chaburas HaKadosha Shebi'ir, the Chaver Kadisha, all those who are Mechazik, the Shuls, right, etc. And the third, you should give, so it says for Torah, you should give Lom de Torah, and even if they're from the simple homes, those who study Torah, you should give to Avoda, the Shuls, so you give to Yeshivas, you give to Shuls, and or in the Chaver Kadisha and the Mikvayas, anything which does in the city. And the third thing is Chesed. The Halov to do filons to Aniyim. Hine Atem. So he says those are three things you should think. He says Atem Barif Tamidei. So Saitza. This is my advice. He Atem Hashem Li Olam Tamid. Right, it'll have eternal. It'll be. It'll stand for eternity. And if you listen to me, says the Shlo, Chacham, you're a smart person. It'll be good for you for eternity. Where you're gonna be for eternity? Your eternal home. You're gonna get dividends every day. Now again, every mitzvah we do creates a reality in the world. You have dividends every day, right? You know, we're learning Torah right now, this session, and you know, we're changing the world, and at some level, it's going to ricochet for eternity. Certainly, if we change ourselves at a level, how much more so? But what the Chafetz Chaim is saying is, right now, you have your money. That money ain't coming with you, right? You want to, it should pay dividends even afterwards, right? Certainly, any money gives the taxes unnecessarily to the people who spend your money on stupid things, right? I'm not saying all tax money. I pay taxes on, you know, but I'm not making a decision where my tax money goes. It's all politics and, you know, whatever it is. Like, all people have pet projects to save the beaver's fur hair in, you know, Montana. I mean, I don't have money to go to that, right? or to support recent news, you know, biological studies in Wuhan. You don't think your tax money went to the? I'm not saying whatever Fauci did or not. That's a fact. Our money was going there at some level, and our money is going for, you know, all kinds of other stuff to, you know, again, there are a lot of good benefits coming from tax, like police and firemen and army and, you know, medical and socials. I'm not saying, but that's not going to give you eternity. The less tax you pay in your deathbed, the better it is, right? You want to invest in Torah, you want to invest in mitzvah, in chesed. Kills me. I know nice Jews don't know better to give the Salvation Army all their money. Hospitals. The hospitals, but still, it's not gonna. It's like penny stocks. You can invest in, you know, making eternal revenue. Your money will go for eternal, more and more and more and more and more. Imagine if somebody invested in yeshivas 2,500 years ago. And today, we're learning Torah because the people invested in yeshivas 2,500 years ago. We don't know who they are. Hashem knows. And they're getting dividends forever. I just told the rabbi, to my wife recently, I said, I was thinking about something in the school. I said, Nam Echad. The people in the 1970s who built the shul and San Jose are still getting dividends every davening, every dafyomi, every shir. Certainly people are doing it today because their children would exist without that. But you always get it. It doesn't disappear. Where are you putting your money? Where are you giving it? What are you doing with it? The Shlod's saying, this is giving, I'm telling you how to get eternal dividends. By the way, and again, if you have, be a little discerning. Obviously, I pick Amachai because everyone here is, you know, was there benefited from it at one point? Not everyone who listens to this, many people listen to this without, but people on the shir in particular, people connected. But if you have 10 shoals, you're not connected to any of them, so pick the best ones. Pick the ones where they dominate, right? Same thing with yeshivas and schools. You know, it's like, you know, be discerning. You're investing in eternity, right? Now, there's an idea to what you benefit from, you understand, if that's for sure, but you're looking to, you know, it's, be discerning. And some things are better invested. If you know how to buy, if you help someone build, write a sefer, wouldn't it be good if the sefer is going to be around 200 years from now? Right? If the Chafetz Chaim came to you 150 years ago to help him with his works, and you're smart enough to invest with him, right? You're going to get, right now, in Avos Chesed, somebody helped him write the sefer. If it was a person, a guy knocks the door, I have a sefer, you want to invest in it, and the sefer is a silly sefer. Chalil is silly, but it's not like, you know, not really with like real novel thoughts. If a guy wanted to write a sefer, maybe it wasn't the best investment in your money. There'd been better sfarim to help, better books. Be discerning. The Chotzchaim's calling the Shlach, give, don't, you can't take it with you. And he says, one second, you should be zichron lefnei Hashem tamid, you should remember for Hashem kilo b'chaim, and you will have life constantly growing, even in the world to come. We know that we say, now, when we're alive and well, we're walking, now we can do mitzvahs. You can't do mitzvahs in the future. You get the benefits. Now, but the Chafetz Chaim saying, that's not what we're talking about. Kizelo nemar el b'rishayim. Shereisim lots of tshuva. That's not the rishayim. The wicked people want the tshuva after they die. They have charata. That they get to the world of truth. And they look at their lives and say, oy vey, what did I do? How did I lose out? What could I have accomplished? Vezmer, woe is to me. Aval meninim di dama, we're discussing adam atzma mechen akol b'chayev. Here you're setting up this trust, this will, this stock account, right, in your life, right, to make sure that your money really goes to where you want it to go. Asha, your praise and your own love's praise. It's not whether you have a lot or a little. Whatever we're judged on what we did with what we can. Right, none of us is going to be expected to give what we weren't given. Just like we're not expected to learn Torah what we're given. Right, the expectation is if you could, you must do it. And everything counts. It's hard once a person to think, oh, I'm just a simple person. How much stock do I have? How much money? What are my assets? What should I, does it make a difference? Does it make a difference? It could be that this guy's $50,000 in his will. They said for stock is worth more than someone else's $5 million. Now you can tell me $5 million accomplishes more. I don't know, but in Shemayim, the way your person is judged, we don't know. It's what you can, you do what we can in this world. Again, he just stresses, don't be Robin Hood, right? Don't steal to give tzedakah. Well, the other Adam, you are on beira lahak and atzim. We call him the kavtz ayad. Achas vi tzamstuf amigufo. He said, don't. You know, actually, I know somebody very close to. This person is super simple, worth hundreds of millions of dollars, gives millions of dollars in tzedakah. I'm telling you. There are people worth a fraction of this person. He's a unique person who give, you know, way less stuck and live way more luxury. Who's a smart person? Who's an intelligent person? Again, we have to know ourselves, we have to know our families, our wives, our children, our dynamics, our needs. I'm not saying to be an ascetic, but. To realize if you spend, I once heard a very, very prominent Orthodox, very wealthy, prominent Orthodox businessman from Brooklyn say, he said people are idiots. They said they spend their money and they don't invest it. They'll have much more to spend if they invest it. You know, instead of going on more vacations, buy another apartment in Brooklyn and rent it out, and then buy another one. You got more and more and more and more and more. You know, again, with a balance in life. You know, just spend it. So it's the same thing with stock up. You live it up, and you have less fraternity. Just, you know, again, that doesn't mean to be a tight fist. It means just think about what you're doing. Ayin sham shemarach oyed. And see the Chavetz Chaim says, look at the shlo, he's marach. V'yichamim b'chol zeh, the intention with all of this is lavedes Hashem. Asher marach apo olav umechayos to serve Hashem, and He's giving you etza, He's giving you good advice. Va'afil kol meisim asa is a davar she'atikel nafsho. And before you die, if you can fix yourself, improve yourself, I think I said this to Rabbi when we reiterated that Reb Chaim Freelander, the Mashkiach of Panovich Yeshiva, who authored many many works on Tzif Chaim, and he was responsible for putting out the works of the Ramchal and new. You know, many different things. And he was the mashkich of at the time, the greatest yeshiva in Israel, Panovich. And he was diagnosed with an illness. It was a critical condition. And he had like a 4 weeks to live or something like that. And he, so it was 2 weeks, 4 weeks, or whatever it may have been. And he went to Rav Shach, who was yeshiva Panovich. He was the gadol hador at the time. And he said, I have 2 weeks to live. What should I do? Should I learn more Gemara? Should I do Chesed? What should I do? Rav Shach told him. Imagine you're a person with stage 4 cancer, whatever it be, and there's no whatever 1980 whatever, you know, treatment did not work, and the doctors say that's it. We have nothing more we can do. You have 2 weeks tops to live. What do you do? Rav Shach told him, work on your midos. Work on your midos. Work on your character traits. You're about to die. You're working on being nicer. You're working on being friendlier, kinder, generous. No, because anything you fix is eternal. You're fixing your soul. Fixing your neshama. So whatever you can fix, you should fix. Right? Right? You should try to fix your soul to thing. Do it even on your deathbed. So what happens is the Yitzhara then at the end of the person's life puts a little gaiva. He says, and that's what the Gemara says, I don't need to work myself with this. Al zayis yispal Kol Chassid, a lech al eis mitzoy. That's Misa. You should daven, you should, at the end of your life, you should do tshuva, you should do good things. And it says, "Rats she mitzvah ye natsiv. You should do all the mitzvah yechayim." But that tziva lechaver kedisha. He says, you know, if you have svarim, tell the chaver kedisha, bring your svarim to the base medrash. Every sefer that you have, should go to use. It should go to use. Let it be used. Why should it sit somewhere? Put boxes for months or years until somebody opens those boxes. Way less frequent. Way fewer svarim. But he says, the Yitzhahara is still there, right? And even a person as they get closer to their death, that's not going to do the Torah mitzvahs. That's the Chafetz Chaim quotes the Shlah. Do it now. Take advantage. And just again, we should be thinking this before Rosh Hashanah right now. Besides, obviously, anyone who's end of life planning, thinking for eternity, being intelligent. But think, be intelligent about now, before Rosh Hashanah. What are we investing our time and our energy into? What are we spending our money on? What are we doing? Hey, it's actually very nice that all these shuls have their new collections during Elul. Hey, they get the Zach. It's a good thing. And all memberships. All the memberships, the fundraisers. Yeah, it's chosim. It's merits. But think carefully. What do we do with our time and our energy? We're a few days away from Slichas. You have to work in your garden now? Chicago, your garden's going to be gone soon anyways. It's going to be snowing soon later. Even in San Jose or wherever, California, Texas, Florida, right? It's not the time, okay? You gotta maybe maintain. You start a new project, start a musr. Do Shari Tshuva, do Sfar Rosh Hashanah. I met the Jews, quite a few, not yet from Jews. I met somebody who's been learning for several years, and he's picked up his game tremendously, and his family's Yiddishkeit. So I had written something about Elul, which I put on one of my things, LinkedIn, whatever. And he saw it, and he asked me, he said, thinking of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And he said, he's nervous, Rosh Hashanah, it's very hard to prepare. This guy's not totally, you know. But so I gave him some advice, how to take advantage of the next few weeks. What to tweak, what to do. He's not going to wake up on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Now's the time. Says the Chafetz Chaim Weitzer, that was the footnote. V'chol zeh, he says, hold on a second. Oh. V'chol zeh, shekasav, everything we wrote over here, is merumas b'sefer chasidim, b'milas katzara, sefer chasidim, b'yehuda chasid, great, 12th century, German, Gadol, Kabbalist. He says as follows in Sefer Hasidim. He says, Shema Eitz V'chayim. Listen to this advice while you're alive, while you have a chance. V'kal Moshe V'cherem. Think Moshe, Shaharbi Re'ish, Sefer V'chayim. People told when they were sick, and their people, and the B'nai Beisam, and the people of their homes, Lo Asim Etzosim, did not follow their wills, not follow their wishes. You should be wise at the end. If you're going to do it, close to the end of your life, you have eight witnesses, right? Tell witnesses. Don't trust anybody, even your father, certainly your children, your wife, maybe they won't do it. For whatever reason, whatever thing will cause, whatever rationalization. The kids will think of their father, he's already dead. What does he need it? He's dead. Father's dead. We have children, we have tuitions, we have, we have vacations, we have houses to buy, whatever it is, we want to get good investments. He's no, your father can't do mitzvahs anymore. Mother can't do mitzvahs anymore. Adva, they need it more than ever. Save him from eternal judgment and give him eternal reward. There's a medrash about this. I guess the mashal, actually, I wrote an article on COVID And I use this medrash, the Algemeiner, about, it's an amazing thing. In the middle of COVID, I decided to write an article because I was bothered that with a plethora, with untold amount of articles on COVID, there's nothing existential. It's all about, first of all, the panic it caused, and it was lots of panic. So in the beginning, a lot of people died. Then a lot of fake news, a lot of fake cures, a lot of blame, a lot of politics, and the Black Lives Matter started. No one cared about COVID anymore. They just rioted in the streets. The same, you know, whatever. There's so many articles on COVID, and yet the most important article is, what does Hashem want from us? Like, maybe God speaking to us. No one wrote an article like that. So I wrote a piece on this. I couldn't get it into it, and I've gotten to major, I couldn't get into it into like a big paper because they didn't want this message out for whatever reason. If you're about politics or history, you get to big papers. I couldn't get it in. I put in the Algemeiner and I spread it other ways. But it was about, like, we should be changing during COVID. This is the most cataclysmic event in decades, since World War II. We should not come in COVID and leave it the same way. I don't want to say anything negative, but I honestly wonder how many people improved from COVID when that's what should have happened. So I think I quote this message then. So, a mashal is a person that has three friends. Ha'echad, o'avo mo'oid. One of his friends is really loves him. Hasheni, the second friend, so to speak. And the third one, one of his friends he really loved, the second one he didn't love as much, and the third one really not at all. And they didn't think too much of him. Pamachas, one time, shalach ha'melch likro ois la'adam. The king came to, this person should come to me. V'sarsire ha'melch hevhilu. And the servants, came to carry up, go to the king. This person was really concerned. Why am I being called up to the king and, an urgency, like I have to come? But Omer, maybe I'm going for like I was slandered. I'm about to be killed. Ainli Toiv, she said, I should get my good best friend to come with me to help me out. Asher bat kanafshibo, I put a lot of faith in this good friend. And he'll come with me in front of this king. He'll be a good advocate. He'll be a good reference for me. He'll talk about all the good deeds I did. He'll save my neck. Halach v'kara oyav arishin. Goes to his good friend who invested a lot. She'a oyav yoyisim hasheni. He really loved him and invested in him. V'sipulo ha'inyin. Told him the whole story. The king wants me. It doesn't look good. And there's slandered, perhaps. Friend has agreed to come. Ignores him completely. Then, she goes all upset. Goes to the second friend, which is a slight love, slight investment in him. Could he come in front with me to the king? Halach obiksho. Went and asked him. Amar, I can't go. I can't go in front of the king. But I'll go with you on the way. To protect you from any negative, from bandits and from wild animals, etc. Uchshagi lechatzar amelach. When I get to the king's courtyard, ezvacha, I'm going to leave you and go my way. He goes to the third friend who was not so invested, not so in love with, and he didn't think too much of him. And he says, "Could you come with me for the king?" You see, it tells everything that happened. Amr lo al tira, don't worry, says the third friend. The guy barely loved, barely invested anything too much about. Ani Elech, I will go with you. The Ekanis Lifnei HaMelech, and I will go in front of the king, and I will be your advocate, I will be your reference. And he did that, and this guy was saved. Says the Chavetz Chaim, what does this Medrash mean? HaChavir HaRishon Shehoyeva B'Yoyser, the thing that we spend and we love in this world. We invest hours of our day, thoughts, passions, is geld, is mammon, When you go to schooling and advanced education, not because it's not a good thing. You need money to live. But you invest so much that you make money. And again, you have to be responsible. I'm not saying that. There are people who give up sleep and their health and their families, people, all for guilt. And he leaves you. Doesn't go with you. Not the house, not the car, not the pension, not the 401k, not the stock market, not the silver cups. It doesn't come with you. You can't take it with you to advocate for you. What's the second? Is your friends, your children, they escort you all the way to the grave. But after they cry and they weep and they eulogize, they put the sand on you and they go home. And they may mourn for a week if they're good Jews and they're from Jews. But that's it. The sand goes on and they go home. In fact, they go back to life. So they can't help you in Shemayim, in front of the king. Now, by the way, the mashal's not perfect because, of course, they're saying it's a Kaddish and the mitzvahs, but he's saying in a pretty level. Ha-chavra shlishi, but who's going to actually go literally in front of you? Tshuva ma'isim tovim, or acts of tshuva or good deeds. Shaholchin ayemo b'petirasa, when a person, achameh v'es after 128, that will be your defendant. That will be your reference. That will be your defender. Who's the king sends Hashem? He doesn't take any bribes. And you can't save. Look at our lives. Ad kanlash, that's less than the medrash. Vamarchi shekol zev. That's a few minutes more, but we're done. Vamarchi shekol zev ramza tera kudosh v'parshas naso. The chsiv is the parshas naso. V'ish is kudosh lo yeh. Ish ayitin l'kohen. What you give to the kohen, if you give him the truma, you give him what you're supposed to give, that will be for you. Ha shekol ish v'ish. Things you do, it's not gonna lie, it's not gonna be there with you. The mitzvahs you do, like tzitzis, that's eternal. Tefillin, that's eternal. Everything you do with your body. Every mitzvah you do, by the way, right now, we're learning, we're creating mitzvahs. And every mitzvah creates a malach hakadosh. So to speak, holy angels, which are a proclet, which are our advocates for eternity. Those mitzvahs will be there with us for eternity. Advertises for us. There's all kinds of professional marketing today, make us feel like we need all kinds of stuff and lifestyles and foods and whatever. Yitzhar is the best marketer in the world. Way more than all these other kinds of places. The best marketing in the world is the Yitzhar. It tries to sell us all kinds of things. And does a great job. Unlimited budget. Right? To do it. And it sells us all kinds of stupidity, which people waste their lives and their energy on. And it makes it like our friend. This is right. It doesn't come with you. It doesn't last. It's temporal. It's for the moment. Right? And there are many of these things that people do. It sucks and saps not just the eternity away from them, but this world. And even our wife and children who will love us, right? They're not going to be forever. Right? So again, if your children and you invest in your wife and children that they should be Torah Jews, that's forever. And then someone's saying, Kash. But guess what? If they dress with a $220 suit or a $180 suit, it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't give you more of a buff. They dress a little bit nicer and drive a fancier car. That doesn't go with you. And then they're separated from them. I'll pick up all of you connected on Allah, but he's saying that they're just saying on simple levels. Ma'ayit bechavrasa tamid, who will be with you forever in eternity? Kadaishav shalom, heima, you eat the betviz, the mitzvahs you do. Heima, those are the ultimate friends you have. Lahalitz, alav, la taiva, la fnei adanakol. Vizesh, she amar, vi ishish, kadaishav, lo ye, that will be with you. Valkay, says the Chavetz Chaim, tzor, chaadun, la harbis, oyavim. You have a lot of friends, your real friends are going to be the Torah mitzvahs. Those will be with you for eternity. Seem order of the Amar, the Pasuk says, Vashayit to the coin, lo yeah, give to the coin, that will be with you. Come as a Mr. Haskell, it's a simple lesson for life. Fukimikom Momon, all the money. Sha'adam Omo Bu'aydi Bechai, persons involved in making, and again, we spend years being educated. Years, schooling, who knows how much money. Person wastes on these universities, brainwash people. I'm not talking about the career is one thing, but on top of they brainwash people. People go to university. How many people spiritually get in these places? I can tell you, it's there saying, look at people, what happens to them? How many people, spend people saying all kinds are all worried about their career. Worried. I mean, you mean Jewish kids that go to BBYO or Young Judea or USY and lose their Yiddishkeit in universities? It's like the end of the line for a lot of them. They end up intermarrying, going on paths, losing. Again, today actually, the past 20 years, Olami, Chabad, there's been a lot of efforts on universities, because that's once they're out. But people spend all kinds of money to be educated and to make money and make money and make money. Their whole life is about making money. And again, it can be a mitzvah to make money if you do it to support children in the yeshivas, give tzedakah, support Torah, all good. But the extras, the fat, doesn't come. If you drive a sports car versus a simple car, it's not going to make a difference. If you have a 6-bedroom versus 4-bedroom house, it's not. Now, if you have a lot of kids, you need more bedrooms, okay, but still not. It's because the kids are better, because you're investing in your kids. It's not the bedrooms. You're investing in your children. It's a fine balance in life. But the mitzvahs are here for eternity. What money stays with you? I think I know I wrote this. I had an article on Moshe Montefiore. Sir Moses Montefiore, and he was once asked by Queen Victoria how much money he had, and he told her a certain amount. And she said, "I know you have more money than that. That's what I really have. That's the money I gave to charity. That's what he did, right? What's the real money? What you did for tzedakah, the chesed. And again, if you're spending lulavs and esrogs and chinuch and Jewish education, that's also for eternity, right? And again, if you makadosh things." If you go on a vacation occasionally and to be able to serve Hashem better, to have to take care of your health, that's also a mitzvah. But if these things consume a person, but let's say the vacations. It could be a little mitzvah, but if it's too much and you're not learning, you're missing the boat, you're losing your investment. Right? Every employee, if it takes too much time off, it becomes, even if they lose value. Lose time, you're just less valuable. You think out, even certain things that are mitzvahs, the Chavetz Chaim used to always say, the last thing the Yitzhar wants a person to do is study Torah. The last thing, you'll do lots of mitzvahs, right? Because Torah is a spiritual oxygen. So a person will rationalize, and it's true. But let's say a person, does lots of mitzvahs, but could be learning more Torah, or could be even more tzedakah, or their whole life. Yeah, the Chavetz Chaim himself is very, very careful, about what he worked and what he got, because he felt that the more he spent, the less time he had to learn Torah. It came at a cost. So even good things that you have to weigh out, what's the real value of it? And you have to know yourself. Umasha Tafetz, the cost of Kohen, Kibyom HaShem, says that in the early days, he says, why is this Kohen, Chavetz Chaim? because of Trumas and Maisa, we taught Staka. That was how he gave Staka. The Torah mandated Trumas, at least 2%, you know, ideally it's the middle thing. And then, you know, 10% for the Maisa and another Maisa. And he says, Shalach Pentavos Kolevi, come out with tons of Kol Yisrael. Everyone had, the Jews had, like land, except for Levi. Levi's were getting they were teaching Torah and working based on Irish. They were getting stuck up. The bottom line to the Chavetz Chaim is the marshal of three friends is he can't take it with you with the money. Going back to why he's bringing the story over here, he can't take it with you. Do something valuable with it. But if you have the gold and silver now, support Torah, support mitzvahs, support shul, support davening, right? Invest, set up things for the future. And right now, we're by side. In a week from now, we'll pick up. But a week from now, we're a little bit 2 weeks away. We're right by Slichos. Right now is time. Whatever we can do, chaperayim, take advantage. We're saying Ladavid every morning and night. You're hearing the shofar, hear the call, do what we can. Mitzvah Hashem, that investment we do now, it should be zeicha for us for the coming year. We should have a ksiv v'chsimah tova, not just for this year. Every year is eternity. Every year builds our eternity. And what we're doing is great by learning about it, but even better is to do something about it. Okay.